President Trump has ordered the immediate declassification of secret documents in the Russia probe. He explained his thinking in the Oval Office today.
What I want is I want total transparency. This is a witch hunt.
Former national security officials are warning that the release could have risky consequences that go far beyond the investigation into the president's campaign. NPR National Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson is here to talk more about the issue. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ari.
What exactly did the president order to be released?
Well, first, President Trump wants released part of a foreign intelligence surveillance application on Carter Page. Remember, Carter Page was a Trump campaign advisor with ties to Russia. In all, there were four so-called FISA applications on Page. Each was approved by a team of Justice Department officials and approved by judges. President Trump also ordered the release of text messages about the Russia investigation, and those texts were written by some familiar names: former FBI Director Jim Comey, former Deputy FBI Director Andy McCabe, former FBI Agent Peter Strzok, former FBI Lawyer Lisa Page. Now, President Trump's allies in Congress say the release of those text messages will help underscore what they perceive as bias by the investigators. Finally, the president wants to make public some interviews with another Justice Department lawyer, Bruce Orr, who's been on his enemies list.
How unusual is it for these kinds of materials to be declassified in full by a president like this?
It is very unusual. Some people say unprecedented. Former Justice Department National Security Chief David Crist tweeted yesterday it was off the charts. David Crist literally wrote the book about national security law. You'd think he'd seen it all until now. I also reached out today to David Loffman. He's in private law practice, but he used to run the Justice Department's counterintelligence unit. Here's his reaction to the presidential order.
For decades, the Justice Department has litigated aggressively and successfully in national security cases to prevent the disclosure of FISA applications. This happens routinely in prosecutions of terrorism, espionage, and a host of other national security-related cases.
Now, David Loffman says the president's directive could put that winning record in jeopardy if a judge decides he or she doesn't buy the government's need for secrecy in a bunch of important national security, terrorism, and spy cases.
So if the Justice Department tries to say, we never release these kinds of documents, someone can turn around and say, but President Trump just did. This is all about the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, and that investigation is still going on. So what is the implication there?
Donald Trump ordered these documents released on Monday night, only 3 days after his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with the special counsel. It's not clear what Manafort has that could incriminate the president, if anything. But investigators have been really interested not just in Trump, but his son Donald Jr., his son-in-law Jared Kushner, other people affiliated with the campaign. Democrats in Congress say this move to declassify documents represents an abuse of power, another instance of President Trump interfering in this investigation. Now, the president does have the power to declassify these materials. The question is whether he may pay a political price for doing just that.
So, as you said, he gave the order last night. We haven't seen the documents yet. When do you expect they'll be out?
Hard to say. A spokeswoman for the Director of National Intelligence says they're working expeditiously with Justice and the FBI to move through this process. The Justice Department has no public timeline for the release, and it's possible there's actually a tug of war behind the scenes about how much of this material actually sees the light of day. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, says the Deputy Attorney General and the FBI Director had previously told him some of this information, releasing it, would be a red line for them. If that's the case, it's hard to predict when we might see this material, if ever.
That's NPR National Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Thanks, Carrie.
My pleasure.